ਮਾਂ ਜਾਵਾ ਤੂੰ ਜਾਵਿਆਰ ਜਾਈ ਗੋਪੀ ਜਨਾਵਾ ਲਵਾ ਗਿਰੀਵਰੀ ਰਾਰ ਯਸ਼ੋਦਨਾਨੰਦ ਬ੍ਰਜ ਜਨ ਰੰਜਨਾ ਯਸ਼ੋਦਨਾਨੰਦ ਬ੍ਰਜ ਜਨ ਰੰਜਨਾ ਯਮੁਨਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਵਨਚਾਰ ਯਮੁਨਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਵਨਚਾਰ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ ਹਰੇ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਰਾਮ 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 ਹਰੇ 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 ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ 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 ਹਰੇ ਹਰੇ Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Sila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Gaur Hari Ba, Hari Ba, Hari Ba, Gaur Hari Ba.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pri Raja Gacharya Rastavutara Sata Sri Sri Mat. His divine grace, Abhaya Charanara Vrinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya, Jagat Guru, Savior of the whole world, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Nita Lila Pravista Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pri Raja Gacharya, Astotara Satasri Srimad. His divine grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Nama Acharya, Brahmacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gogopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Sri Vrindavandama Ki Jai Sri Mathura Dama Ki Jai Sri Ramayapur Dama Ki Jai Sri Navadvip Dama Ki Jai Nilachala Jagannathpuri Dama Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nitai Shri Gaura Premnandi. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritya. Narachaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswati Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudirayat. Nashta Prayashavadresu. Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loke Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 26. Kvatam Raja Prabhavadisha Tamadikesmin Jata Suretara Kule Kvatanunu Kampa Na Brahmano Natu Bhavishyanan Vairamaya Yanme Ripita Srasi Padma Kara Prashada Kwaham Raja Prabhaisha Tamodi Kesmin Jata Suretara Kule Kwatavanu Kampa Na Brahmano Natu Bhavishya Na Vairamaya Yanme Ripita Srasi Padma Kara Prashadaha Quam raja prabhavai shatam dikesmin. Jata suretara kulikwa tanukampa. Na brahmano natu bhavishya na vairamaya. Yanme ripita sirasi padmakara prasadaha. Aham raja prabhavai shatamo dikesmi. Jata suretara kulikwa tavanu kampa. Abramano natu bhavishyana vairamaya. Yalme ripita sirasi parma kara prasada. Kwaham raja prabhai shatamo dikesmin. Yata suretara kulikwa tavan kampaha. Nabramano natu bhavasyana vairamaya. Yadme ripita sirasi padma kara prasadaha. Ladies. Kwaham raja prabhava isha tamo dikesmin. Jata suretara kulikwa tavanu kampa. Na brahmano natu bhavasya na vairamaya. Yadme ripita sirasi padmakara prasadaha. Kwaham raja prabhava isha tamo dikesmin. Jata suetara kulekwa tanunu kampa. Nambra manona tu bhavisya na karanaya. Yame repita sirasi padma kara prasadaha.
Word for word translation. Kwa. Where. Aham, I, am, Raja, Prabhava, being born in a body full of passion, Isha, oh my Lord, Tamaha, the mode of ignorance, Adike, surpassing in, Asmin, in this, Jataha, born, Sura itara kule, in a family of atheists or demons who are subordinate to the devotees. Kwa, where, tava, your, anukampa, causeless mercy, na, not, brahmanaha, O Lord Brahma, na, not to, but bhavasya, O Lord Shiva, na, no, vai, even, Ramaya, of the goddess of fortune, yat, which, may, of me, arpritaha, offered, shirasi, on the head, Padma Kara, lotus hand, Prashadaha, the symbol of mercy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Oh, my Lord, oh, Supreme, because I was born in a family full of the hellish material qualities of passion and ignorance, what is my position? And what is to be said of your costless mercy, which was never offered even to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi? You never put your lotus hand upon their heads, but you have put it upon mine. Please repeat responsibly. Oh, my Lord,
O Supreme,
because I was born in a family full of hellish material qualities of passion and ignorance, what is my position? And what is to be said of your costless mercy, which was never offered even to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi? You never put your lotus hand upon their heads, but you have put it on mine. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Prahlad Maharaj was surprised at the costless mercy of the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead. For although Prahlad Maharaj was born in a demonic family, and although the Lord had never before placed his lotus hand on the head of Brahma, Shiva, or the goddess of fortune, his constant companion, Lord Narasingha Dev, kindly placed his hand on the head of Prahlad. This is the meaning of causeless mercy. The causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead may be bestowed upon anyone, regardless of his position in this material world. Everyone is eligible to worship the Supreme Lord irrespective of his material position. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Mamchayo vyabhicharina bhakti yogena sevate sagunain samantityayatan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Anyone who engages in continuous devotional service to the Lord is situated in the spiritual world and has nothing to do with the material qualities, satwagun, rajogun, and tamogun. Because Prahlad Maharaj was situated on the spiritual platform, he had nothing to do with this body, which had been born of the modes of passion and ignorance. The symptoms of passion and ignorance are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.19 as lust and hankering. Tada rajastamo bhava karma lobadayas chaye. Prahlad Maharaj, being a great devotee, though the body born of his father to be born of passion and ignorance, but because Prahlad was fully engaged in the service of the Lord, his body did not belong to the material world. The pure Vaishnava's body is spiritualized even in this life. For example, when iron is put into a fire, it becomes red hot and is no longer iron but fire. Similarly, the so-called material bodies of devotees who fully engage in devotional service of the Lord, being constantly in the fire of spiritual life, have nothing to do with matter, but are spiritualized. Srila Madhvacharya remarks that the goddess of fortune, the mother of the universe, could not get mercy similar to that which was offered to Prahlad Maharaj. For although the goddess of fortune is always a constant companion of the Supreme Lord, the Lord is more inclined to his devotees. In other words, devotional service is so great that when it is offered, even by those born in lower families, the Lord accepts it as being more valuable than the service offered by the goddess of fortune. Lord Brahma, King Indra, and the other demigods living in the upper planetary systems are situated in a different spirit of consciousness, and therefore they are sometimes troubled by demons. But a devotee, even if situated in the lower planets, enjoys life and Krishna consciousness under any circumstance. Parata Swata Karmataha. As he asks himself, as he instructed others, as he is instructed by others, or as he performs his material activities, he enjoys life in every step. In this regard, Madhvacharya quotes the following verses, which are mentioned in the Brahma Tarka. Sri Brahma Brahmi Vidradi Tri Katat Sri Purush Tutaha Tar Anye Cha Karma Deva Sada Muktau Sumritau Api Hari Bhakto Cha Tach Gyane Suke Cha Niyamina Tu Parata Swata Karmato Va Na Katanchit Tat Anyataha. Om Gyana Timiridasya Gyanan Ganasakaya Chakshuramilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunastam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishnam Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sidhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavani Shuri Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gauratize Maha Panchatatva Makam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhakta Kyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavinibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, 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 Hare Hare. O my Lord, O Supreme, because I was born in a family full of the hellish material qualities of passion and ignorance, what is my position? And what is to be said of your causeless mercy, which was never offered even to a Brahma, Lord Shiva, or the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi? You never put your lotus hand upon their heads, but you have put it upon mine. Bukam karoti vachalam, pangum lagayate green, yakrepatamahan vande, shri guru dina taranam, paramanam maravam, sri chaitanya ishwaram. Akanda mandala kram vyapta yena characharam tatpadam dashitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. So first of all, I'd like to ask your permission and your blessings from all of you assembled here this morning so that I can say a few words for my own purification and probably for the benefit of the audience, especially my spiritual uncles and spiritual aunties. I need their blessings so that I can do this service that has been given to me this morning. So in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, "Oh my Lord, O Supreme, because I was born in a family full of hellish material qualities of passion and ignorance, what is my position? And what is to be said of your costless mercy, which was never offered even to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi? You never put your lotus hand upon their heads, but you have put it upon mine." So, in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is expressing his humility. In the first place, Lord Narasingha Dev appeared from a pillar. How did that happen? Because Prahlad Maharaj told his father that the Lord is in the pillar. Hiranyakashipu was surprised how Prahlad was fearless. He was surprised. A 5-year-old boy, and I'm the king of the universe, and this little boy is not afraid of me. Where is he getting his strength from? So he asked Prahlad, "Where are you getting your strength from? Where are you getting your power from?" And Prahlad humbly said, "From the same source. Same source that you are getting your power to be the king of the universe. From God, same supreme God." And very typical of demons. He wanted to find out where that supreme God is so that he can kill him. And the demons are always out to kill the supreme personality of Godhead. But they will never succeed. They cannot even kill a little devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. Hiranyakashipu tried so many ways to kill Prahlad Maharaj. He couldn't. But out of his great false ego, he's now thinking of killing the master of Prahlad Maharaj. Isn't that a big dream? It's a dream. Because Prahlad Maharaj, a 5-year-old boy, a devotee of the Lord, you try to kill him in several ways, you cannot. But now, you want to kill his master. So he asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Where is that your Lord?" And Prahlad Maharaj said, "He's in the pillar." And because Prahlad Maharaj said the Lord is in a pillar, the Lord has to prove the words of Prahlad Maharaj to be true. So in the first place, Lord Narasingha Dev appeared because of the words of Prahlad Maharaj. So because of his love for Prahlad Maharaj, because his affection, the great affection he has for Prahlad Maharaj, his devotee, he has to make sure that whatever his devotee is saying is substantiated. So, he appeared from the pillar. But here, Prahlad Maharaj is surprised that the Lord has placed his hand on his head. If the Lord is able to appear from the pillar to satisfy Prahlad Maharaj, then what stops the Lord from placing his hand on Prahlad's head? Because of his love for Prahlad Maharaj, he appeared from the pillar. So if he appeared from the pillar because of Prahlad Maharaj's love for Prahlad Maharaj, then he could demonstrate that love by placing his hand on the head of Prahlad Maharaj. In the Garuda Purana, it is said that what is surprising, if a Brahmana becomes a scholar, is it surprising? If a Brahmana becomes a scholar? No. This is his profession. The Brahmana is to study the scriptures, imbibe it, and teach it to others. So it's not surprising if a Brahmana becomes a scholar. Is it surprising if a king is well-versed in diplomacy and administration? Is it surprising? No. That is his profession. He must learn the art of diplomacy and the art of administration. Otherwise, he cannot be a king. So it's not surprising. It is also mentioned that what is surprising if a young, beautiful woman becomes diverted from the path of chastity? Is it surprising? No. Because a young, beautiful woman is bound to attract unlimited flatterers from lusty men. Many lusty men will flatter her. Oh, you are so wonderful. Oh, you are so beautiful. And she follows that, she will divert from the path of chastity. And then, the Garuda Purana says, what is surprising if the Lord shows his causeless mercy to a devotee? Is this surprising? No. It's not surprising. So, Lord Narasingha Dev appeared out of his causeless mercy to prove the words of Prahlad Maharaj. And therefore, it shouldn't be surprising that the Lord placed his hand on the head of Prahlad Maharaj. But because Prahlad Maharaj is such an advanced devotee, because he is such a great devotee, he's feeling humility. Why should the Lord do this to me? It is said that there are two types of devotees, Sajatiya and Vijitiya. Sajatiya means those devotees who are very close to the Lord. They are in the inner circle of the affection of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj is one of such devotees, very, very intimate with the Lord. Sajatiya Bhakta. Very close to the Lord. So therefore, such devotees, they can understand the Lord, and the Lord has such deep affection for such devotees. And the Vijitiya devotees are those who are just on the periphery. They may know the scriptures, they may chant some mantras, but they do not have that intimacy with the Lord. For instance, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to Vidyanagar to meet Ramananda Raya, on the banks of the Godavari, Lord Chaitanya saw the governor, Ramananda Rai, being carried in a palanquin with so many Brahmanas chanting mantras and with the musical procession. The governor was coming to take a bath in the Godavari, and he was accompanied by a very big entourage. And before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left for South India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had told him that there is one very great devotee of the Lord down there. Try to meet him. And that is Ramananda Rai. So, as soon as Lord Chaitanya saw this personality being carried in the palanquin with so many Brahmanas chanting mantras, with a musical party, he understood, this must be that great devotee, Ramananda Rai, that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has recommended I should meet. So immediately his mind started running towards Ramananda Rai. And as soon as Ramananda Rai took his bath, Lord Chaitanya approached him and asked him, are you Ramananda Rai? And he said, yes. Immediately, Lord Chaitanya embraced him. And when Lord Chaitanya embraced him, symptoms of love, symptoms of bhav manifested in both of them. They were crying. Their heads were standing on end. And so the Brahmanas who were in that entourage, they were very surprised. He said, where from this sannyasi embracing a sudra, embracing a king? This is not accepted. And then they were also surprised. How is it that this sudra, by coming in contact, by embracing this sannyasi, is manifesting the love, symptoms of love of Godhead? So they were confused. Immediately, Lord Chaitanya noticed that these are Vijitaya Bhaktas. They are not pure devotees. So they cannot understand the feelings of bhav, the intimacy between the devotee and his Lord. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu withdrew the manifestations of bhav. He contained it. So Prahlad Maharaj is such a devotee. Even though he has taken birth in a demonic family, and as we all know, taking birth in a demonic family means the lower modes of nature, Rajagun, Tamogun. But Prahlad Maharaj was completely above all these modes of nature. As Srila Prabhupada has mentioned the purport, when a devotee engages his body in the service of the Lord, the body becomes spiritualized. Just like placing an iron rod inside fire. With time, the iron rod loses its nature as iron. It acquires the nature of fire, and it can perform all the functions of fire. Similarly, by engaging the body in the service of the Lord, the body becomes spiritualized. And one comes to the spiritual platform. That is a lesson Prahlad Maharaj is teaching us here. So, we all need to follow the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajans. The Mahajans, they know the science of religion. And so they lead the path. They show the way. So Prahlad Maharaj is showing us how to become Dhyamus devotees of the Lord. It is said that the Lord has unlimited mercies. In fact, in the Jaiva Dam, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes three forms of the mercy of the Lord. He talks about Vachika Kripa, meaning the words of the Lord, Aloka Dana Kripa, the form of the Lord, and Harda Kripa, when the Lord manifests in the heart of the devotee. And the examples given are the gopis of Vrindavan. When Krishna was leaving Vrindavan, the gopis were very morose. They were so disturbed. So they didn't want Krishna to go to leave Vrindavan and go to Mathura. So they were blocking the way of Akura. But Krishna told them, "My dear devotees, my dear gopis, don't worry. I'm just going to Mathura to transact some business. As soon as I finish that business, I will come back." And so when the gopis heard these words coming from Krishna, they were happy. They were satisfied. They were consoled. They felt joy within their hearts. They felt bhav within their hearts. And immediately they allow Akura to take Krishna and Balaram to Vrindavan, to Mathura. It is also said that the sages of Namasaranya, the sages of Dantakranya, when they saw Ram, the beauty of Ram, they were completely satisfied. They manifested love of Godhead just by seeing the beautiful form of Lord Ram. That is Aloka Dana Kripa, the mercy of the form of the Lord. And then it is said that Shukadev Goswami, he was an impersonalist, but by the mercy of the Lord, he became a great devotee of the Lord from within the heart. Similarly, Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya entered their hearts and manifested his mercy. And as a result, they're able to write all these wonderful scriptures. Of course, Srila Prabhupada elaborates more on these points. Srila Prabhupada says in his purports that the descendant, that when the Lord descends in this material world, it should be considered his supreme mercy. Because by coming into the material world, we can see the form of the Lord, we can render service to the form of the Lord, we can gain the association of the Lord. He says that the Lord, his name is also a form of mercy. Because by chanting the names of the Lord constantly without offense, one can have access to the Lord. He says, the Achavigraha, the deity form of the Lord, is also the mercy of the Lord. Because the conditioned soul cannot see the spiritual form of the Lord kindly appears as the Achavigraha. So therefore, the deity form is also the mercy of the Lord. And then Srila Prabhupada also says, the pure devotee of the Lord is also a form of mercy of the Lord. Because the pure devotee is able to connect the conditioned soul to the Lord. So therefore, the mercy of the Lord is always there. It is left to us to take it, to accept it, to tap into it. And how to do that? Raghunath Das Goswami gives his word of advice in the Mana Shiksha. He says, Guru, Goste, Gostali Yesu, Sujane, Buru Sura, Gana. He says that One should put aside pride. Dambam hitwa. That one should put aside pride and develop excessive attachment. He says, unprecedented and excessive attachment to the spiritual master, to Vrindavan, to the residents of Vrindavan, to all the devotees on this planet, to one Swa mantra, that is the confidential mantra the Guru has given, to the holy names of the Lord, to the worship of the divine couple, to the Brahmanas, and one must learn the process of surrender. This is the recommendation of Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, if we follow this, it is possible to achieve the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as Prahlad Maharaj has received. Prahlad Maharaj took birth in a demonic family. But before that birth, he had the association of Narada Muni. Even though he was in the womb of his mother, but he received divine instructions from Narada Ji. And he kept those instructions within the core of his mind, the core of his heart. And he followed them very strictly. That is developing excessive an unprecedented attachment to the spiritual master and his instructions. If we do that, then it is possible for one to become purified. Vishaya vishtam mukhanam chitam oshadam chitam samskara oshadam Vishrambena Guru Seva Vaishnava Shishto Bhojanam. In the Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Shataka, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is saying that if one serves the spiritual master, Vishrambena Guru Seva, if one serves the spiritual master with faith and determination, and one accepts the remnants of prasadam, remnants of foodstuff from the spiritual master. By this process, one can become free from the lower modes of nature, and one can attain the full mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, there is a beautiful story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of one wonderful devotee from Bengal, Kalidas. It is described in the Madhyama Lila how Kalidas used to visit the homes of Vaishnavas. And when he goes to the homes of Vaishnavas, he would buy some very nice fruits like mangoes. And then he would go and offer it to the Vaishnavas. And then he will discuss with them Krishna Katha. And then when he leaves, he will go and hide in the bushes. And when the Vaishnavas, they eat those fruits, and then they throw away the peels and the seeds, Haridas will come out from his hiding place, and he would eat the peels and lick the seeds of these fruits. Sometimes he will hide in the bushes, and when the Vaishnavas walk on the path, he will come out and he will fetch the sand, the dust, and he will put it all over his whole body. Bhakta Pada Duli Ara Bhakta Pada Jala. That without the dust from the feet of the Vaishnava, without the water from the feet of the Vaishnava, without the remnants of prasadam from the mouth of the Vaishnava, it is not possible to get the mercy of Krishna. Vina Mahat Pada Rajo Bishikam. Jadbara told Rahugana Maharaj that unless you bathe your whole body with the dust from the lotus feet of a great devotee, Mahat, it is not possible to get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, to become a Shrestha Bhakta, a dear devotee of the Lord, we must get the mercy of another dear devotee of the Lord. The Lord gives his mercy to his devotee, and the devotees distribute the mercy. So, we must be eager to receive that mercy from the devotees. Actually, we cannot see the Lord directly, but we can see the devotees of the Lord. So we must learn to render some service to the devotees, some menial service to the devotees, and pray for their mercy. And then only can we become free from the lower modes of nature, and then come to the spiritual platform when we are no more influenced by the modes of nature. So Prahlad Maharaj has attained that perfection. And because he has attained that perfection, the Lord is showing his mercy by placing his hand on his head. Hare Krishna. So any comments or questions? We have a few minutes. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Comments? Good. Microphone? Thank you very much, Prabhu. Arriba. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gyanendra Vyas Prabhu ki jai.